Welcome to Hanging at the Hangar Bar. I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Lacey. Grab a drink and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hanging at the Hangar Bar. If you haven't already, go ahead and check us out on our socials at Hanging at the Hangar Bar on Instagram and on Facebook. So today it is just me, Lariah, hosting this episode, but I am super, super excited and honored to be doing today's episode because we are going to be discussing all things Halloween at Disney. And happy, happy, happy Halloween to all of my Halloween celebrators out there. It is my favorite holiday, and I hope you all are having a fantastic day. And if you don't celebrate Halloween, I hope you are having the best Monday ever. So let's just jump right in. I think we are just going to be doing a little bit of Halloween research together. I am no expert on everything, but I'm only going to be sharing with you what I kind of find, so don't quote me on anything. And disclaimer, this video is not sponsored by Disney at all, but I wish, but I just thought it would be fun to let you all know what they're kind of doing at Disney right now during the Halloween time and like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, what treats they're serving, and maybe we'll get into the cruise line as well. But yeah, I just thought this would be a fun episode to see what kind of things Disney's offering this year and just get a sneak peek into all those things, because I know I would love to be celebrating Halloween at Disney right now. So just kind of diving into a little bit of research on what they have going on just kind of brightens my spirit up a little bit. And yeah, so let's just see, what do we have first? So I think we're just going to get started with the obvious, which is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which is every year, I believe. I'm not sure how long it's been going on, but I'm pretty sure they offer it from mid, late August till Halloween. So like I said, don't quote me, I could be mistaken, but I think that's what I read. My favorite part of Magic Kingdom is the fireworks. And so, if I'm not mistaken, they actually do a Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular, which is a Halloween-based fireworks show that you see at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I think, from what I read, it's hosted by Jack Skellington himself, which is already incredibly special enough as it is. And then to add to that, you get to see more villains. What I am looking at right now, the picture that had popped up when I'm doing my research is Hades projected all over Cinderella's castle. How freaking amazing would that be? Oh my goodness. I'm gonna go and watch some of the past fireworks shows. I'm not sure if they keep the same one or if they recycle it or whatnot, but I'm definitely, after this episode, going to go and watch some of those because, holy cow, that would just be amazing. A lot of what I'm seeing, actually, I'm not sure if this is every year, but they do a lot of Hocus Pocus based things, which really makes sense for this year, considering the second one was just released. But a lot of things are hosted by the Sanderson sisters, and a lot of treats and different things are just centered around the Sanderson sisters and Hocus Pocus. And I know for a fact that Lacey would absolutely go crazy. I know she wants to meet them so bad. So yeah, Like I said, definitely do your own research, but I'm pretty sure during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is the only time where you can come dressed in a costume. Now, keep in mind that it is a different, or it's like a extra admission. I think it's after hours, so you have to buy a separate ticket almost. Honestly, I don't know all the logistics, but I know it's similar to like an after hours event. So that's the time when you can wear your costume. I think, yeah, that is the only time when you can go to Disney World dressed up in a costume, because I'm pretty sure normally they wouldn't allow you to come in a costume, which that would absolutely fulfill a dream of mine, because I am a huge fan of Disney bounding in general, and being able to actually dress up and meet one of your favorite characters just sounds like the best thing ever. So let us know in the comments what or who you would dress up as. Because, can you just imagine? That would be amazing. I have no idea who I would dress up as. I keep trying to think, but there are so many choices, and most of them are just too good. I think, though, I would probably go as a pirate, because Pirates of the Caribbean is my favorite ride at Disney World, and just being able to be dressed up as a pirate and go on that ride would just take it to the absolute top. And oh my gosh, I'm just imagining it now, and my list for my dream Disney trip is already too long, and oh my goodness, that would be amazing. And not only do you get to dress up, but you get to see the Fab Five dress up as different things. I'm going to have to do some more research just because I'm so curious as to who they all dressed up as. But I kind of think it would be a little bit funny to have the Fab Five dress up as one another, like have Goofy dress up as Mickey, or have Donald even dress up as Daisy or something like that. I think that would be so much fun. Oh my gosh. I'm picturing it in my head and I'm, oh my gosh. That would be so funny. So another thing they have available at the party is trick-or-treating. Oh my gosh. That would be, I know I keep saying that would be so much fun, but I'm just, oh, celebrating Halloween at Disney World would just be absolutely amazing. So yeah, even if you are at, I think they do it every night of the party, but even if you are at Disney World on Halloween, you definitely don't get to miss out on trick-or-treating. For me, I'm too old now, but there is no cutoff age for trick-or-treating, but I consider myself to be a little bit too old to go trick-or-treating, but, you know, if you are whatever age you want to go trick-or-treating, I guess. Yeah, so if you are someone who has kiddos and you're there during Halloween, I think they wouldn't be able to miss out on trick-or-treating. Anyways, beyond that point, let's see what else. Should we dive into some of the treats, which is probably going to be my favorite part of this whole episode? Probably. Okay, let's see. Now, again, don't quote what I say. Please do your own research, especially for this next portion with particular dietary needs and nutritional values, all of that. I'm just commenting on the delicious pictures I am seeing, which, oh my gosh, I can't even express to you guys how hungry this is making me, how jealous I am that I am not there to eat these fantastic treats, the ones I can have. Let's just get started. So the first thing that caught my eye is called the Pain and Panic Hot Dog at Casey's Corner. So it's just a plain beef hot dog with some sweet and spicy onion relish and sriracha mustard with spicy cheese flavored snacks. So I'm a vegetarian, but oh my goodness. I love the fact that they brought in Pain and Panic. Oh my gosh, just a little dash of Underworld in your not so scary Halloween party just makes my soul soar with happiness. Okay, what else do we got? Okay, so something else that I just keep staring at it and it looks delicious and oh my gosh. It's called the Not So Poison Apple Pie Milkshake, and it is located at Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies, which I would love to eat there anyways, but basically, it's an apple pie milkshake with green apple whipped cream and a sour apple marshmallow straw and cinnamon donuts. Looking at the picture, please, if you are able to, go ahead and pull up some of the treats I'm talking about because my words alone cannot express the beauty that is in front of me. And yeah, please do yourself a favor and go look it up because it literally looks like Mickey, but it's in a cup. But like the cinnamon donuts are the ears and the Evil Queen's Poison Apple is there. I'm sorry, Not So Poison Apple is there. But this wondrous thing is just sitting in front of me through a screen. Ugh, are you joking me? All right, something else that you can find, and this is also at Casey's Corner, but as I was talking earlier about how a lot of things are hocus pocus, centered, we have Winifred's Elixir of Youth. It is a black tea slushie with kiwi foam and a Winifred chocolate piece on top. That sounds delicious, but it sounds so interesting that I would just love to try it because a black tea slushie with kiwi. How interesting does that sound? It definitely looks like your typical witch's bubbling potion, but edible, obviously. Oh my gosh. All right, let's hop on over to the Cheshire Cafe where you can find a Binks pastry tail. It is just a cattail with dark chocolate and topped with a Binks chocolate piece. Okay, now, if I'm not mistaken, don't they have a regular, like, Cheshire cattail that's similar? I could be wrong, but I hope I'm not, and I think this is just a Binx's version instead of the Cheshire cat. Huh. Okay. Y'all, oh my goodness, okay, there is another hot dog, okay? And I'm so disappointed that I cannot have this, but it is called a Hades hot dog. What is with the underworld and Hercules and having them presented on hot dogs or as food? Okay, I'm not complaining. It's just, it looks fun. So it's a spicy beef and pork hot dog with Hades relish and pickles served with house-made violet mustard. There is purple mustard on this hot dog, as well as super spicy relish. I love spicy food. Oh my gosh. Man. Sorry. Sorry if I'm taking pauses. I'm just staring at these beautiful creations that Disney has pulled together. But you can find that at the Friar's Nook. I'm pretty sure all of these are in Magic Kingdom, by the way. All right, what do we have next? Okay, yes, I found it. So this video, this is gonna sound kind of silly, but this video was actually inspired by this one treat I saw. And You're just going to have to look up a picture of what it is, but it's called the Spellbinding Fried Pie, and you can find this at the Golden Oak Outpost. So this fried pie has buffalo chicken, mozzarella, and blue cheese wrapped in flaky dough, topped with a candy eye and jalapeno ranch aioli. So it is a savory treat. You guys, it looks like the book from Hocus Pocus. How freaking genius is that? Oh my gosh. I don't know why I got so excited when I saw this pie, but it just looked like the spookiest creation ever. So for all those interested, I am a really big baker. I love to bake, and I specifically really like to bake really spooky treats. That is one of my callings. I love to do it. And so when these treats are really pulling my attention because of just how the creativity that has been put into these things, which may not capture everybody's attention, but they are sure capturing mine. And they are too freaking cool. What else do we got? Okay. There's something called a Grave Digger Milkshake, which is at Sleepy Hollow Refreshments, which that is also on my dream list, just purely because it's Sleepy Hollow based, and I know Lacey would love to go there because Sleepy Hollow is, she loves everything Sleepy Hollow and the Headless Horseman, so she would love to go there. Anyhoozle, this, did I say it was the Grave Digger Milkshake? I'm not sure, can't remember, getting too excited, but it is a coconut and matcha blended soft serve topped with whipped cream, grave digger shovel, and chocolate gravestone. I am not sure if that is vegan. Definitely sounds, it probably is vegetarian, but I don't know for sure. You guys, what in the world? I am missing out. Okay, holy crap. You guys are just gonna have to look up a picture because, like I said, oh my gosh. Okay, moving on. So something else that caught my attention that just made me laugh a little bit was that they have zero popcorn buckets. And no, not the number zero, the dog from the ghostly dog from Nightmare Before Christmas. He's a popcorn bucket. And I know we talked previously about Figment as a popcorn bucket, and if you remember that episode with waiting in lines for 8 hours for a popcorn bucket, you know, whatever. But would you wait in line for a zero popcorn bucket? I don't think I would wait 8 hours, but it's a zero popcorn bucket. Now I see where Lacey's drawing the line with Figment, because it's a zero popcorn bucket, people. Oh my god. Okay, too exciting. We have to move on because this is making me too hungry. All right, too hungry. All right, let's see what else we got. One thing that is also capturing my attention is that Disney kind of changes the attractions for Disney. I'm not sure every year. I'm not sure, this is just what I'm reading, but some of the attractions that are a little different are Space Mountain, which is going to be pitch black with new music. That ride is already scary enough as it is. In pitch black, that would just change the game a lot. All right, moving on. Oh my god! Oh my gosh, okay. It says live pirate characters are back at Pirates of the Caribbean. Not sure what that all entails, but oh my gosh, like a cast member dressed up as a pirate, acting like a pirate? Hello, dream job. What? Okay, all right. Oh my gosh, okay. And it also says you can help the monsters learn about Halloween at the ride or on the ride. Actually, I'm not sure if it is it's more of an attraction, right? Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor. I don't know. I need to go on that ride because Monsters Inc. is my favorite movie, but I think, I don't know. Apparently I didn't do enough research, but love Monsters Inc. and I love to laugh. Okay. And the last one I think is the Mad Tea Party. And there's just some different lights and some new music. But can you imagine? I have not rode the Mad Tea Party yet. I'm not really a huge fan of spinning rides, so that doesn't sound very fun to me. But Halloween might change the game a little bit, you know what I'm saying? With Halloween music, and maybe from the picture I'm seeing, there is green lights projected everywhere. Maybe if it's Halloween based. Maybe. All right, let's see. Apologies if this episode is a little bit everywhere. There's so much to discuss. Oh my goodness. All right, let's maybe move on to the Disney Cruise Line. Should we see what they got going on here to send us out of this episode? Let's see. It's called Halloween on the High Seas. Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, so from the first picture, I'm not sure what... Okay, it looks like it's the Disney Wish. That's what I'm reading.
Just a quick editor's note for this section. Laraya mentioned that Halloween on the High Seas took place on the Wish from what she was seeing. That's actually something that happens on all five of the cruise ships and is a spectacular time. Now back to the episode.
They have a huge tree in the middle of the lobby, which is already spectacular enough as it is, but they got a Halloween tree. Come on. Okay, it says each Disney Cruise Line will have a different signature pumpkin tree. Oh my god. It looks like the one on the Wish is named Boo. Yo. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You guys, scrolling down on just looking up things on the Disney Cruise Line, looking at pictures, and we have Mickey, not Mickey, oh good lord, Minnie dressed up as Winifred Sanderson. We have Daisy dressed up as Sarah Sanderson, and then we have, I believe, is her name Claudia Moo something? Oh my gosh, I am really embarrassing myself, but yeah, her. She's dressed up as Mary Sanderson. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. It says they're playing some spooky movies. Spooky Disney movies. Halloween movies. Oh my goodness. Oh, and they say they're ghoulish delights on the ships. I wonder if they're different from the ones they're selling at the parks right now. Well, gosh darn it. Gonna have to look that up a little later. But yeah. Clarabelle Cow. Claudia, what is wrong with me? Clarabelle Cow. It says they can be found running amok on each ship. Oh my gosh. If you're a Hocus Pocus fan, I think you'd get that reference. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I think that's where we're gonna end. Sorry if I left anything out. But yeah, this episode was kind of scattered. There's a ton of things to cover for Halloween at Disney. And I hope this episode brought joy to all of our little Halloween hearts out there. And yeah, I hope you guys had a good time listening. And I hope your day is the best day ever. Thank you so much for listening, and see you real soon.